Molloy met Friday with representatives from the electric, cable, and communications utilities to discuss their preparations. Electricity line crews are already making their way to the state. While it's still unclear what kind of conditions Connecticut is facing, he said the state is in a better position to confront them nonetheless, following a series of reviews and reforms enacted since Irene. Molloy said residents need to plan on at least 7 inches of rain to fall over 36 hours and winds of 40 miles an hour. Effects could be felt early Sunday evening. Lucas Willard, WAMC News.